Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us tonight one of the greatest doctors of our time. And I would like to say, Doctor, that it's an honor to have you here tonight.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I have a group.
Hi, Carolyn.
I have a group of questions here that people have given me to ask you, sir.
All right. Just go ahead and ask me any question you want to, because I realize there are a lot of people here tonight that want information free of charge, and I'll be glad to do anything I can.
Now, before we get into the questions, Doctor, if you don't mind, I would like to ask you about this breaking out on my hand. You see it there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, it's... My golly. Say, Dave, you had this before?
Yes, yes.
You got it again?
Yeah. No, well, Doctor...
Anything else you want to know?
Is it true, Doctor...
Pardon me just a minute. If you got a light, I always like to smoke one.
Where, Fred? That's the biggest cigar I ever saw. Say, Doctor, you'll get to the smoking a little bit later. We discussed that last week, if you remember. Doctor, is it true that whiskey is good for snake bites?
Well, yes, I recommend whiskey for snake bites. I think when you go on a hunting trip, something like that, you should always take whiskey in case of a snake bite. And in case there are no snakes, I think you ought to carry along a little sack of snakes.
Well, now, let me ask you this question, Doctor. Does,
Excuse me just a minute. Girls, would y'all find a seat, please? Quit drinking. It's going to ruin your health.
Speaking of that, does whiskey improve with age, Doctor?
Does whiskey improve with age?
Yes.
I think so. The older I get, the better I like it.
Gotcha. Have you ever made any mistakes in your diagnosis of a case?
Only one time in my life. I remember one time I treated this fellow for yellow jaundice for 2 years and then discovered he was a Chinaman. Right.
Well, what do you treat people for mostly?
How's that?
What do you treat people for mostly?
Money. No, I've been taking care of all the folks up there in Bull's Gap for a long time. You got to be a psychologist, a psychiatrist, and everything to take care of these people. But we have a healthy bunch of people in Bull's Gap. They live to a ripe old age.
Yes.
Now, you take my uncle. He passed away last week. He was 108.
He died at 108?
Yep. Whiskey and women finally got him. Got so old he couldn't get either one, he just laid down and died.
Well, Doctor, how do you diagnose the case?
How's that?
How do you diagnose the case?
Actually, it's really very simple. You don't go into all these things. These things and gadgets they put on you, they're usually unnecessary because people are not very sick. You've got to keep your eyes open. Now, you take just this morning, a lady called me and she was in terrible pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there. She laid in bed.
Yes.
And she just looked awful.
Yes.
So I looked around, felt of her pulse and so forth, and... I told her what her trouble was. I said, lady, you've been eating too many peanuts.
How did you know that?
I looked under the bed and saw some peanut holes.
Yes.
And I went at this next lady, and she was in terrible pain, having a rough time of it, and I felt of her pulse and talked to her a few minutes, and I told her, I said, lady, you've been eating too many oranges.
Well, how did you come to that conclusion?
Looked under the bed and saw some orange peeling.
Oh, yes, sure.
Went this next house, and this lady, I never saw a lady so scared in my life. She looked like she was going to die any minute. As soon as I walked in the room, I told her what the trouble was.
You knew what the trouble was?
I said, lady, you've swallowed a freight train.
Swallowed a freight train?
Yes.
How did you know that?
I looked under the bed and saw the engineer.